Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
The county finals of the Easton Spelling Bee are taking place across the country at the moment, with over 1,100 schools from all 32 counties involved. Louise Denver has been out and about. Good morning, Louise.
Morning.
So where did you get to this week?
This week was in Cork.
Cork.
In Cork, in Rochestown in Cork.
Yes.
75 students from around Cork were taking part in the Bee, and 75 is a lot of students.
That's a lot of pencils and crisps.
Exactly. So we didn't know how long it was going to take. It could have been very short. It could have been very long, depending on if there was a domino effect of
never
people
know.
Being knocked out.
Or the words, you never know.
Yeah, you know, you think that 75 people, okay, if 75 people going to this spelling bee, you know, it might be easy to get to this stage.
Yes.
But actually, it's not. There's a lot of competition before you get to this stage. And I was talking to Sophie, Joey and Tyg, who all took part in school finals before they got this far, and they were competing against their friends.
First, all of 5th and 6th had a test, and then it was narrowed down to 4 people, and then we had another test and I was picked.
Any tips or tricks for anyone that's taking part now in the coming rounds?
Have a positive attitude.
So I'm Ben, I go to School Bar Nafa, and I'm in 6th class and I'm 12 years old.
Who are you here with? You've got supporters anyway.
Yeah, they're both my friends.
Did you have to compete with each other now in the school final?
Yeah, we were all against each other in the final.
What was it like being in competition then with your best friends?
It was a bit fun actually.
It was good, yeah. It was good.
What words knocked you out?
Monastery, I think.
You're wearing the yellow t-shirt, so obviously you're about to get up on stage. How are you feeling?
Very nervous.
What's your name?
Ty.
And what school do you go to?
Mallow Community National School.
And are you in Mallow Community National School as well?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Liam.
Did you have to compete against Tyg in the final in your school?
Yeah.
And what word was your winning word?
Illusion. I-L-L-U-S-I-O-N.
Illusion, that's not, because you kind of figure allusion or illusion,
exactly,
depending how you pronounce it.
And although they had all this competition amongst the friends, you know, there was great team spirit.
Good.
But another thing we forget as well, at this time of year, it's kind of unfortunate that the final for them was this time of year, because a lot of them were doing their confirmation.
Of course.
So as well as learning all of these words, they were learning their Latin songs and whatnot. And Sophie and Joey were two of the people doing their confirmation in the next few weeks.
Well, my confirmation is in 2 weeks' time. We had our first practice in the church yesterday, and I think we have another one tomorrow. We're just practicing doing the prayers and the songs.
So you're very busy.
Yeah.
It's all go.
Yeah.
You learn a lot of songs for your confirmation, don't you? What songs are you learning at the moment?
I Will Be the Vine, Christ Be Our Light, and a few others.
Our confirmation is in, like, it was yesterday, 2 weeks, so lots of practice there in the church, and like another teacher in the school is a music teacher, so he's helping us learn all the songs and stuff.
What kind of songs would you be learning?
Like all the Latin ones and all the weird ones and stuff. Yeah, it's kind of tough, right? Like some things get pushed out of your head. And
how do you feel about going in there now?
Don't know. Only God knows what happens.
Yeah. He's in the God frame of mind, you see. That's
exactly.
Why he's referencing the big G. All right, what else did you come across there?
Well, I bumped into Kim,
yes,
who was outside. And a lot of students would be like studying inside, going through their Easton's dictionary and whatnot. But Kim was in the zone. She was trying to calm down. She said, no, I can't practice. I need to just go for it.
Go for it.
I'm a bit nervous, but I'm trying not to be, because I need to concentrate on the work. There's ones like hemorrhage and hieroglyphics and stuff.
Say hemorrhage. Hemorrhage is actually a particularly hard one, isn't it?
It's H-A-E-M-O-R-H-A-G-E, hemorrhage. You kind of need to look at them before you know them. So you need to be able to picture them in your mind and then kind of spell them. It's good because we do a test every Friday in school, just normally, and we do extra bonus spellings, and they're normally spellings that we picked up in reading or writing, so that helps when we do the harder ones.
What do you read?
Well, I started a new book. It's called Northern Lights by Philip Pullman, and it's really good because there's a lot of hard words in it, and I pick them up as I read.
What a smart kid she is.
She's unbelievable, yeah. She's
Philip
great.
Philip Pullman.
Yeah.
I don't think I could spell the word hemorrhage.
I know.
It's a real confusing word, isn't it?
Me either. It is really, really confusing. A's before E's and O's and double O's and A-O-E-G-E's and whatnot.
The readers will win this.
Yes.
If you read,
exactly,
you're in.
Yeah, that's exactly
for sure. Okay, so on to the winner then.
On to the winner. Okay, so that was before the competition started. And after the competition, when we had a winner, 2 hours later, it took 2 hours to get through 75 people, We even got as far as the extra hard spelling round. So they had to take out three envelopes of spelling.
Yeah, the horrors.
One of them was, wait for it.
Go on.
Hemi, demi, semi, quaver.
Hemi, demi, semi.
Hemi, demi. And there was a collective gasp in the audience when that word was read out. Yeah. But Conor O'Flynn was the winner. And he had a huge army of supporters there. Maureen Tuft, his mentor. Fiona O'Flynn, his mum. Kieran Hickey, his teacher. And Richard O'Flynn, his dad. And he had one of the more unusual learning techniques, I think, that Mrs. Tuft taught
him. Okay.
I was just feeling, look, sure, I'll just do it and... What will be, and you know.
And Connor won, your son.
Connor won. Yes, I'm delighted for him. He loves reading, he loves words. This will mean a lot to him.
Well, it's great, yeah. I didn't really expect to win at all, but it's great to be in the final now and everything. The last word I had to spell, it was like a word like I've been learning for ages trying to know, so I was very lucky that I got that word.
Which one was that?
Pseudonym.
You guys have been helping him along.
Yes. You know, we did get into the etymology of words as well, which Conor was very interested in, and I think that helped him to progress. I also found it very useful. I used the Guardian newspaper and made lists from the Guardian for him. And I thought that they might just be more interesting for him, and also that we could use them then to group different word groups together. And that worked very well.
What a smart lady she is.
I know, from Barry Row National School in Cork, Conor O'Flynn.
Good on him.
The winner of the Cork final.
So we'll be meeting him next month when we're travelling the highways, or in June. Is it next month or May we'll be meeting everyone? Yeah. Okay, good. Well, Louise, thank you so much indeed. Have you more to do, or is that...
Next stop is Donegal.
Donegal. Okay, on your bike, as it were.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for coming in to see us this morning.